Are you a Star Wars fan? You don't have to be to get value out of today's episode, but I definitely am. And I still remember one of the memorable things about sick days when I was home from school growing up was that it was actually an opportunity for me to just binge watch all three movies in the original trilogy back to back on VHS, right? So I just pop one in, lay on the couch for a couple hours, watch it. And when that was done, pop the next one in, lay on the couch for a couple hours. And it was a great way to pass the day when I was sick. But it was also it was an opportunity to enjoy all three movies in this big story arc back to back. And Star Wars itself has so many powerful storytelling principles applied in it. George Lucas actually was studying the work of Joseph Campbell, who studied mythologies from all over the world, and realized that all of these epic stories that have been passed down from generation to generation in all these different cultures all around the world before international communication was like a normal thing, right? They all seem to map to the same story arc, the same story structure that he called the hero's journey. And George Lucas was studying Joseph Campbell's work on the hero's journey when he decided to sit down and write Star Wars. And he actually wrote the entire Star Wars trilogy using the hero's journey as his template, as his storytelling template. And he did that because he knew that it was this universal story. And arguably, that's one of the things that has made Star Wars so enduring as a story, that it's not the best movie. It's not the best story. It's not the best screenwriting. Some of it, when you watch it, it's like, oh, that's so predictable. But it still gets to something. It gets to something inside of us, right? Where we just connect with it. And if we can suspend all the disbelief and we can just engage with the story, it touches on the hero's journey. And so it touches on these whatever universal aspects of the human experience are. So I wanted to look at this actually from a slightly different perspective. So as a copywriter, as a marketer, I teach story selling, not just storytelling, but how to use stories to sell. And there's an interesting lesson that I was thinking of that I'm going to cover in today's episode about Star Wars and story selling. And it gives you a frame for how to think about story selling that is, I think, useful. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so Star Wars is this story that's told of this guy, Luke Skywalker, an orphan who is without help. And then a situation unfolds where he goes from being this orphan, this nobody, to basically being the central warrior in the battle of good against evil for the fate of the galaxy, right? So he's the solo person who battles for the side of good against all evil in the entire galaxy and triumphs in the end. So what the heck does that have to do with story selling and selling and marketing, etc.? Well, it's all about the characters, and it's all about your character as the marketer, which your character hasn't even shown up in this story yet, as I have told it. Your character as the marketer is not Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker in Star Wars is the hero of the story. And when you are selling anything, when you're marketing something, when you're putting together copywriting that talks about your product, your service, etc., you don't want to make yourself the Luke Skywalker. You don't want to make yourself the hero of the story. That's not your job. Your job in this is to be Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you don't know Star Wars, no spoiler alerts here, but whatever. If you don't know Star Wars, one of the first things that happens to Luke is that Leia, Princess Leia, sends this message: "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." But Luke actually gets this message. Luke actually gets this message delivered, and he has to go find this old Ben Kenobi. He has to go find this old Ben Kenobi, who is presumably the person that needs to get this message, right? And this is where Luke's hero's journey starts, because Obi-Wan Kenobi becomes the mentor that helps Luke in this battle against good and evil. And then later on, Yoda actually fills in that role. And so Yoda and Obi-Wan are kind of both, you know, the spiritual mentor who's helping Luke, right? Well, your prospect is the hero. Your prospect is the Luke Skywalker. Your prospect is the one who is fighting for good against all evil. And you, as the marketer, as the person who has a product or service that's going to help them out, you are Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are the mentor. You are, you know, you can go to all sorts of different stories here. So, you know, you could be actually Dumbledore to your prospects, Harry Potter. You could be Gandalf to your prospects. I'm not as big of a Lord of the Rings fan. So is it Bilbo Baggins or Frodo Baggins? Jeez. Oh my goodness. Frodo Baggins, I believe. Or actually Bilbo and Frodo at different times. Let's go back to Star Wars. So Obi-Wan Kenobi, like you are that mentor. You're that person who is there to help them succeed on their hero's journey, but it is not your journey to take. And what is this battle between the dark side and between the light, between the Sith and between the Jedi? Like, what is this battle? Well, this is the prospect's problem being unsolved or solved. If in the end, the prospect's problem is unsolved, the dark side wins, the hero fails, the journey is a failure. But if the prospect solves the problem, then the light side wins and the universe is saved and order is restored to the galaxy, to the universe, right? And that is the promise that you, as Obi-Wan Kenobi, you are there in those critical moments to help your prospect awaken to the fact that their problem can be solved. You are there to provide them the critical resources in their moment of need. You are there when they are facing this moment of total darkness, in their darkest hour, where they feel like they are about to be defeated. You are there to help them actually solve the problem when they thought they couldn't, and win, you know, to shift the fate of the galaxy, to seal the fate in a positive way of the galaxy. You are there to help Luke Skywalker succeed, but you are not the hero of your marketing, of your selling messages. Right. So how does this actually play out in terms of marketing, in terms of copywriting, in terms of the messages that you put forward? Well, even when you're telling your own story, if you are, for example, the inventor of a product, or if you're speaking in a client's voice and they're the inventor of the product, you're only doing that to demonstrate that the problem can be solved and that you have a way, that you have identified a way. But ultimately, it all always has to come back to being about the prospect. It has to come back to being about them. Like, it's not about you. Your marketing, your sales messages, your copywriting, it cannot actually be about you. It always and only, even when you are talking about yourself, must be in the service of your prospect being the hero of their own life, of their own journey, of their own like scenario that they're finding themselves in, where they're battling against this unsolved problem. And you, your product, your service, that, like, you're giving them a tool, you're giving them the lightsaber with which they actually go off and defeat Darth Vader. But it is them defeating Darth Vader and them who gets all the glory of the win here. And so your marketing, your selling message, you don't make it about you. That's why people don't care about like 50 years in service. We are, you know, honesty, integrity, quality, whatever. Like, they want to know what's in it for me, because they're the hero of their own story. And you have to help them be the hero of their own story. And when you do that with your marketing, with your copywriting, with your selling messages, with your story selling, then they are much more likely to do business with you and to be happy about it. So let's see. What do you think? Does this make sense to you? Am I completely off my rocker? Did I get some details of Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter wrong? Right? Whatever. What are your thoughts? What are your takeaways? What are your action items? Leave that in the comments or a review with this episode. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. And if you do want to go deeper into story selling, like how to use stories in a way that actually move the sales process forward, I do have a book called The Ultimate Selling Story, which I'll include a link with this, that I actually consider this story template the hero's journey of story selling. So like Joseph Campbell, hero's journey used to create Star Wars, it is the universal story. Well, what I consider my ultimate selling story template that I came up with, I consider it the hero's journey of story selling, because it is so universal in terms of how you can use it to tell your own story, how you can use it to tell your prospect's story, how you can use it to tell stories in the marketplace, how you can use it in different contexts and in different scenarios. I also, if you want to go much deeper beyond that book, I also offer a story selling masterclass through my BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. The story selling masterclass covers the three pillars of highly effective story selling and like how you can use story selling in the context of all your marketing and copywriting and selling, and how you can use it more effectively to close more sales. And both of those, like, all the links that you need are in the description with this episode. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. In your comment, make sure you let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.